Welcome to 20 Minutes and Two Beers In. I'm JD.
Hey, everybody. This is Bobby.
We have a new audio experience for you this week. And it's been an experience for us, too. Here in the studio, we have, for episode 142 here, we have some new microphones.
We're upgrading.
We have upgraded. Hopefully, you can notice a difference. Maybe even a little bit more bass. A little more fullness in our voices.
I finally sound as masculine as I appear.
Crickets. But we do have a fun podcast. We've been really, really heavy with the NFL over the last month.
And rightfully so. We're both huge NFL fans.
Huge NFL and college football fans. Yeah. But this week we're breaking out something a little different.
We're going away from sports. We're going to be talking video games.
Yes. Well, it sometimes gets into sports with video. It is a sport, Bobby.
It is
a sport. And then also things around the office. A lot of people are in different types of offices. Mm-hmm. Bobby and I, this may be news to you, are somewhat extroverted, upbeat people.
And so we have some office entertainment?
That could be a fair way to put it. Things we do to liven up the office.
There you go,
so
even better.
We're going to talk about that. We've got some great music, Six Pack, Last Call, One Stop Away. My gosh, it's a full podcast. Stick around. The road was shorter than it looked, like 10 years and two more, and I held the girl closer than was safe. Bobby, I'm going to tell you something that is not earth-shattering.
What's that?
Video games are big business. There's an interesting stat that came across today with the help of one of our listeners. Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out. Now, I remember...
It came out today.
I think I had Grand Theft Auto 3.
Okay.
There's a big space in between some of those.
Yeah, the last one was out in, I think, 2008. That was GTA 4.
Okay, and GTA 3 was the big one.
Mm-hmm.
It really was. But GTA 5 is coming out. From what I understand, is the graphics are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can get killed in it by a shark. I mean, the thing is amazing. and keep in mind, this is built for Xbox 360, you know, the PS3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's going to be PS4 and Xbox I or whatever that next Xbox is going to be called.
Xbox One.
I was going through Roman numeral.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, the Grand Theft Auto 5. Get this, $266 million to develop and market that.
Mm-hmm.
That is insane. Now, let me set the stage for you for a quick second. They expect to sell 25 million copies of this, and representing about $1.5 billion, with a B, dollars of revenue. It's going to be absolutely huge. And to put it in perspective, this is where video games are right now. Box office. You know, you always talk about the summer blockbusters and whatnot. Now, $266 million to make this. $1.5 billion is what they're expecting. The top grossing movie in 2013, Iron Man 3.
Mm-hmm.
$409 million. That is, you know, tiny amount compared to what this video game is going to bring in.
Mm-hmm.
The next biggest was Despicable Me, $359. Man of Steel, huge. There's so much marketing dollars behind Man of Steel. And this is just total gross.
Yeah.
Was $291 million. So take home for this video game, insane. Absolutely insane.
Well, and you've been seeing it for a number of years now. GTA 4 cost about $100 million to make, and they brought in about $1.35 billion off of GTA 4. So they knew right away, okay, we're going to be there's going to be a lot that goes into this game.
Right.
And to just give you an idea of how much work went into GTA 5, and if you haven't seen, you should go to like GameSpot.com or IGN.com and see some of the graphics of this. See some of the, they have just videos of the gameplay itself. It's really, really realistic and cool, the stuff that they're able to do. But to give you an idea of the amount of work that went into this is just the soundtrack, okay? Now, GTA was always known for having a fun soundtrack because it always incorporated like real songs into their thing as a radio station that you'd hear in, while you're driving a car. They themselves, for the first time ever, scored music for the game.
They didn't just use...
they didn't just use that, but they did. They have 240 songs that they licensed for the game. So that's just songs that people have already made that they licensed for their radio stations. Then they scored the game. Now, if you think about a movie, you're scoring about 3 hours, right?
Yes.
Maybe.
At most.
At most. This game, they scored about 20 hours of music for the game. And they got like Pam Grier, Bootsy Collins, Kenny Loggins. Those people are the radio DJs. DJ Pooh. They're all hosts of radio stations that are playing in the car as you're driving around. So that just shows you how much detail went into this game.
And what is amazing to me is how advanced, and yeah, I'll show my age a little bit, but back when you'd see commercials for a game, that wasn't the gameplay, right?
Yeah.
You know, you'd be like, oh, those graphics are pretty good. That's the little vignettes in between the gameplay.
Yeah.
You know, as you walk into a bar in the game, and it shows the bar scene, and then all of a sudden it pans back to the gameplay, which at that point would be a lot of fun, but was nothing like it. From what I've read about Grand Theft Auto V, there's no difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely no difference. And the weird thing is, to me, a huge investment. I am absolutely, it's not a weird thing, but I'm absolutely amazed at these computer programmers to make things look that real.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be only Pixar could do that. Now, it's all over the board.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited to see Jurassic World. I don't know what they would do with that movie. But the new Madden, the graphics are insane. And these companies are spending millions and millions of dollars. They wouldn't do that if there was no return on
sure.
that. Sure. And what's going to be interesting, though, is as more people are doing their gaming on their phones, how is this going to translate? You know, mm-hmm. spending all of this money, these millions of dollars to console devices, and we don't know how the PS, five or PS4 or the Xbox Roman numeral I is going to do. We just don't know. People are more comfortable now gaming on their phones, so mm-hmm. this may be the end of this. Or this could just spark a whole new stream of console gaming.
Well, the amount of money that is going into games is going to be more and more every time we have successes like it with Grand Theft Auto V. It's going to be. It's guaranteed now. There were 30-minute wait lines at stores today. They are putting it 16 to 20 million units moved in the first 6 months of it alone.
Yeah.
So when you're working for a company that brings in $1.5 billion in a game, okay, we can up the ante on our budget if we know we're going to be taking home that much money.
Oh, exactly. And what's interesting too is they're getting smart with the marketing too. Like with the latest Madden, they were giving away NFL ticket. For a higher charge, $100, I think it was, you can get the game and the NFL ticket. Boy, that's worth it. They had to stop that,
yeah,
because people were all over that thing. But I'm going to ask you a question, Bobby.
Okay.
Last video game you purchased?
I bought. Well, aside from Madden, I actually bought
This year's Madden.
Not this year's. I bought last year's Madden.
Okay.
And then I got Grand Theft Auto 4. But I got it. I got it like 2 months ago when it was on sale for like $15.
Okay,
because I was like, yeah, I want to play some Grand Theft Auto, remind me of my youth,
sure,
and play that. But now that I see, I was looking up Grand Theft Auto 5 today. It looks so incredible. The amount that they've been able to build into it in just 5 years is incredible. And one of the weird things that I just thought was cool, and I'm sure it's not really that cool. But
I'm sure it's not.
they have now three characters that you're playing throughout the game, and you can rotate through them at any given time. You can just warp to them. You just select the different player. And so you'll go on missions with these three guys, and you'll be doing one thing, and you can move to the next guy and play him out and move to the next guy. So you can all be staking out somewhere and be going around them, which is cool. Yeah. And then it shows you – I know a lot of people don't like violence in video games. that's them. I love violence in video games. So, but one of the things is when you get hit, when you get shot in that game, and boy, are you going to get shot in that game. But it actually shows wounds on you. Like, you get shot in the shoulder, all of a sudden you have a bullet wound on your shoulder as your character's running around in there.
Okay.
And just neat things like that, the details in it that I think are really cool, that is why it costs so much money to make.
Yeah. Well, and you've got an Xbox 360, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm still working on my... I've got a Wii.
I have a PS2.
I have a PS2, but I still have my N64, my Nintendo, and Atari hooked up. Yep. My wife is all about playing Frogger, and I challenge anyone to beat her. She's amazing. but the gaming's going to be... it's going to change. It's going to be interesting to see now when this brings in $1.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
What's Madden going to do next year? What's FIFA going to do next year?
Yeah.
I'm more of a sports gamer. You know, Tiger Woods, how can you make it even more real? I mean, will the sweat come off of the TV and hit you? It's amazing. But those people are extremely talented developers, and I'm excited to see.
Yeah, and if you guys want to let us know, our listeners, if you are buying GTA 5, let us know what it's like. Should we pick it up? Should JD run to the store and buy a PS3 and then get this game?
Yeah. Should I, Tomas?
Email us. Email
us. Tomas, he knows going to be in line.
20minutes2beersin@gmail.com. Let us know what you think of the game. Again, it's 20minutes2beersin@gmail.com. It's the numbers 20 and 2, not the letters.
Exactly.
We're not that fancy. We don't have two emails.
We should.
Maybe when we get the budget up for the show.
We should.
Yeah.
We just got the new microphones. We can't. We one step at a time.
But JD, it's my turn for music this time. I'm going with a new one. I guess it's new stateside. It's he's been around for just a little bit over in Britain. His name's Tom O'Dell. His new album's called Long Way Down. This song's called Hold Me. You're gonna enjoy it, but the album's good as a whole. It's a little sappy. All right, so there's a little sap if you're listening to this album.
Okay.
It's one of those albums where you're going to hear a lot of tracks on, like, the Grey's Anatomy soundtrack and stuff. But I like his sound. I like his voice. So give it a listen.
I really like that song.
Wasn't that nice?
I wanted to not like it.
Why didn't you want to not like it?
You know, we have some diehard listeners who are always ripping on my music
and
not yours. Now,
it's because I choose good music all the time.
We have different tastes.
Sure.
And this is,
I have good taste.
Close buddies of yours that you have listened to the same music for a long time.
They're friends with you.
Now, I do have a lot of people who get back to me and they're like, dude, I really love your music. They like the harder rock stuff.
It's cool that your mom sends us feedback. It's really cool.
Wow. Wow. It was actually your mom.
Mm.
Oh. Ooh, too close to home, literally? So we have some beer we're going to talk about here. oh, I still have more left in this can. Awesome.
We're drinking some Revolution Brewing Oktoberfest. It's never too early for Oktoberfest. We're close. We're close to October, and this is the time of the celebration, so we're celebrating here at the podcast.
Yeah, it's a good typical Oktoberfest beer, 5.7%. Mm-hmm. It's I love when you see a beer and it says, keep cold.
Mm.
Really?
It's a delicious beer, though.
It is a really good Oktoberfest beer.
Good flavored lager, full-bodied, way better than that Miller Lite or Bud Light stuff.
Do we drink that stuff anymore?
No, we don't.
Even when I do, I'm like, oh, where's the flavor?
In the beginning of the podcast, we used to drink a craft beer, and then we would drink a Miller Lite. For the second half of the show, that was the second beer in two beers in.
Yes.
Now we do not do that.
And it's not because we couldn't handle the craft beers. We just would buy like a six-pack and you know, split it and share it with the producers often.
Yeah.
Now
we hog it for ourselves now.
It's all about us. Mm-hmm. And our producers, they don't understand, but they're going to deal with it.
They will deal with it.
Bobby, office antics are fun. Now, but here's an interesting thing. I love making an office fun.
Sure.
I love...
You're the Michael Scott of your office, I hear.
I think I am the Michael Scott. In my mind, I'm awesome in my office. I'm sure people are rolling their eyes when I move on. Now, a couple jobs ago, I tried to institute the office high five.
Yeah.
As I'm walking down a hallway, doesn't matter who it was, I'm like, high five, up top. Hi, here we go. And it was at a bank.
Yeah, yeah. Big high-fiving culture banks?
Not so much.
No?
You know, I get some people who would like it, and some people laugh and enjoy it. I was left high and dry many times. Yeah. But I was just trying to bring fun.
Well, some people aren't David Putty. Some people don't love high-fives all the time.
Putty.
Yeah. But... the high five, that's one way to break the ice in the office, get things going. One of my favorite things to do at our office, we have water coolers. Mm-hmm. We've turned those water coolers now into feats of strength.
Okay.
Yes.
Do tell.
Now, only certain people have participated so far.
Okay.
But this is during your break period. You have, you know, the office cooler. You have the jugs of water sitting nearby the office cooler.
Love the jugs.
So why not make an obstacle course out of them? Now, here's two different things you can do with them.
By the way, we're adults.
And have been done by me at my office.
Okay.
If you have enough of these, like 9 or 10 of them, you line them up in a staggered fashion, and you race down them by... Now, they're all standing on their end, so you have to run along top of them down to the end. Without touching the walls,
mm-hmm.
Go as fast as you can. First off, not touching the walls is difficult.
Are you going to break an ankle doing this?
You might.
Okay.
We are not liable for any injuries that are sustained during this.
Okay.
Second thing you can do with them. Now, this requires a little bit of physical fitness, but you lay three of them down. You're going to have one by your feet, and you're going to have two by your hands. So you're going to lay in like a push-up position on... all three jugs. And the jugs are on their sides now. They're not standing up. So you have your one arm on one arm on the other one, and then both feet on one in the back. And you do push-up competition to see who can do the most.
Oh, all right.
It's a B. But it's a lot of fun.
Sorry to use harsh letters.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. And there's a little rivalry I have going on right now with a female in my office because... this last time she beat me.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, she did 20.
Hercules.
And I was able to do 17.
17 push-ups.
No, but you're doing push-ups on rolling objects. So it adds a whole new element into keeping the core tight. Tight core. Office feats of strength, JD. You need to try that.
That does not seem difficult in any way whatsoever.
All right, I'm going to have you come by.
I'm going to come by because I'm turning the front ones a little sideways.
Okay.
So, because they're on their side.
Yeah. Right? Yep.
I got my big old oven mitts on it.
All right.
Boom. And then the one, I'm going to flatten out my feet, not point my toes.
Yeah, that's key.
And the wider you have your hands, the easier it's going to be.
Okay.
So the wider...
You're going to go wide on this I'm one? Going, why I'm, are you I'm doing this in the studio?
I am doing this in the studio.
I don't need to see your arm span like a Michael Jordan poster.
I think
the leader in the clubhouse 17? Now... Well, wait, the leader in the clubhouse was 50, all right? So that's the number to beat if you're trying to do to beat that now.
If healthy, I can do 50 easy.
If healthy, you can do 50 easy?
My shoulder's still out of socket,
I understand that. I'm just...
It's been well documented on this podcast. All
right. And yet you're ridiculing me for 17 when you want to put a caveat out there before you even do one that your shoulder's out of socket still.
I'll do them all one-armed. I am that amazing. All
right. I want to hear your next office escapade there.
Well, of course you do the paper football. You got to see who's going to kick the farthest field goal. But a friend of mine in my current workplace, he started doing this. And I'd probably say 7-8 years ago at a different workplace, we had tea at 3 every day. Sounds weird, but it's a social gathering.
Okay.
Tea at 3 started with just a couple people, and then it grew big at that office. And it was so much fun. The woman who I started it with passed away recently, but amazing fun thing to do. And so now we do it at my current workplace. It all of a sudden ballooned up huge. We had a council. We were elected officials of Tea at 3.
Oh, my goodness.
I was president. There was a coup to oust me as president of Tea at 3. We had buttons made up with my image. And at that point, I think it might have been November. I had a big beard kicking and was holding my tea bag. I was teabagging.
You were teabagging?
I was teabagging. Sorry. it's a fun gathering.
Okay.
Except it just got huge. All of a sudden, there's like 20 some people in a small break room, super loud.
Now, this is a dumb question. Do you drink tea during this event?
Yes.
What kind of tea?
It is a Lipton Black tea.
Okay.
So
that's what I roll with. All right. Yeah. That's what I roll with every day. Yeah. Every day is tea at 3 with Bobby.
You just clearly, we know by the 17 push-ups, you're not manly enough to handle coffee.
Oh boy.
Not manly enough to handle coffee. So, so we did this tea at 3 and I had to call it off as president. I'm like, guys,
that's why there's a coup.
It's too big. We're done. And it was done for a long time. Then I started bringing it back. And over the last few weeks, now we've got 4 members of the new Tea at 3 group.
The new Tea Party?
It is a new Tea Party. But there's a member of the Tea Party who gets there a little early sometimes and waits for people to come in, fills his mouth full of water, and just waits. And people come in and like, hey, buddy, how you doing? And then he just starts talking and water goes everywhere, all over the entire office. And he tries to contain it to a little paper towel, but no. No. So people walk in. So I started doing that. Yeah, this is the maturity level of my office. But it brings up the morale. The Tea at 3 brings up the morale. I mean, we're not having the office Olympics as they did at Dunder Mifflin. And it's interesting, too. The place I work is a lot more introverted people than the normal office.
All right.
So to speak to another human is kind of difficult sometimes because it's just not done. It's done through IMs. So it makes me even louder in my office. Hey, how you doing? What's up? And I make sure I'm heard everywhere. JD, how's it going? And my answer is always the same. You always have to have a prepared answer.
Okay.
So you've got one, I'm sure. So
sure.
Right, here we go.
JD, Bobby, how's it going?
No, Bobby, how you doing?
Do you want me to answer like I'm answering at my work?
Bobby, how you doing?
Tip top, JD. Tip top.
That's what you go with?
Yeah, tip top. What do you go with? JD, how's it going?
Living the dream, buddy. Living the dream.
That's a solid answer. Yeah. Tip top. Who says tip top?
Tip.
This guy does. And I'm going to tell you something, JD. Right now, your tea at 3 sounds depressing. Compared to what I'm going to tell you, you need to do at your office.
Okay. Is it legal?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's not healthy.
Mm.
Do you ever have interns?
No.
Okay. But you have new people that start from time to time?
All the time.
All right. This would be something then. If you have interns, this is what you do with your interns.
Chubby
if you
Bunny have, contest?
If you have new people, this is what you have the two new people do.
Okay.
You go to a tavern after work on a Thursday or a Friday.
Okay.
And you have vending machines at your work?
We have free, like, fridges with any free beverage you want.
What about food?
3 days a week, free food.
All right, well, most places will have a vending machine in the break.
You're like, I'm ruining it for
you. Pushing past what you're bringing me down. All right, so most places have a vending machine. You have the intern or new guy vending machine challenge. Now, this is where you get four, you can pick three or four rows of food in your vending machine. You purchase every single food item in those rows.
Okay.
And you have a competition. Who and people pool money in. So you pool money in for two things, to buy all the items and as a little kitty for the victory. And you set all this food down at the local drinking establishment that you go to. And you have a competition between these two individuals. First off, it's who can nail it in under an hour. If only one of them can get it down in under an hour, they get the money. But it's really the money goes to the winner, whoever eats all of them first, or whoever eats the most in an hour period of time.
Okay.
You will lose your mind watching these people trying to stuff all this food into their face in under an hour. Because look, next time you're at a vending machine, walk up to it and really look at all the items that are in your rows.
It's a lot of stuff.
I mean, you're looking at like the candy bar row. Look at the candy bar row.
Oh, that just makes me nauseous.
That's one row of things that you have to eat.
And people do this. And you've got,
oh yeah, it's gangbusters, brother.
Have you won some money off this?
No, I never.
Side betting going on?
There was side betting, and it gets really great because then you have people choosing their horse and you know really getting into it.
Wow, that makes my tea at three seem just mild.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's a social gathering. I'm raising the spirits, but you are raising someone's.
Not only am I bringing people together, JD, I'm making sure some people will have heart problems that are with them for the rest of their life.
Oh, The Office. So much fun. All right, Bobby. I got some music for us.
Mm-hmm.
This came from one of our listeners, Nikolai. Thank you for cluing me in on this group. The group is called Big Bang. Our listener, Nikolai, recently saw them, and they performed this song live, and he said it was just absolutely amazing.
Okay.
The song is called Wild Bird.
Sing a song I can't capture, and I'll make it up to you somehow. Sky, that bird was singing out of rain, and I got lost into the haze. You couldn't pick me up, so I took him down to be the center of my crown, and I thought it'd make the change. Singing out of rain. Wild bird flying, sing a song I can't capture, and I'll make it up to you. Wild bird flying, sing a song I can't capture, and I'll make it up to you. If you can't understand it now.
So, Bobby, what'd you think?
Really good. Yeah. I mean, I still win the week, obviously, with my song, but I thought that was a good choice by you.
I brought this in. I'm pandering a little bit to some people.
Yeah, you're already playing a listener-selected tune.
It was a listener-selected tune, which I'm... Thank you so much, Nikolai, for getting me that. I'll buy you a beer sometime.
There you go.
I knew our faithful listeners who always rip on me would like that song, but you came with the big song too. That was a really good song. I enjoyed it.
Always.
But Bobby?
It's time for the six pack, and JD, We finished again 11-5 this week, both of us in our picks. So again, we tied.
We tied.
And we never set a tiebreaker again.
We did not.
But, you know, if we're going with the fantasy football thing, which we did last week, you're now 0-2 in fantasy football. I am now 2-0 in our league. So I think...
So I will go first.
Yes, you will.
All right, but I need music first, and we're going to start it...
Now.
Bobby, moments ago... I'm changing my questions on the fly. Moments ago, you talked about Chris Cluey.
Mm-hmm.
Been on our podcast a few times, and
yeah.
Big friend of the podcast, and thank you, Chris, for listening and following us. He was tweeting during the games on Sunday.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned to me, and for those who follow at Chris Borecraft, know he talks about gaming, he talks about politics, he talks about a lot of stuff, but he doesn't talk football. But this Sunday, he did talk about football.
He sure
a
did.
A lot. What was the most surprising thing that you heard or read from Chris Borecraft, Chris Cluey, the former Minnesota Vikings and Oakland Raiders punter?
I don't know if anything... I can't say there was something that was the most surprising. I thought it was good insight, especially in the special teams game. He was talking a lot about the Vikings-Bears game. I guess that was on out there. Either that or he's just watching as a former Viking. Sure. He wanted to see how his team did. But he made a lot of comments on the special teams game, on some of the broadcast coverage, and also in the Raiders. He looked at some of the Raiders game and talked about the kicking game and the special teams there. And I thought it was good insight and something you don't hear about often. It's a pretty important aspect of the game when you consider how that field position can change the game. Devin Hester gets big contract just because he's good at that.
Yeah.
For the Broncos, Trindon Holiday had a kick, punt return for a touchdown. I mean, it changes games.
Yep.
And it was good insight from him, which is something I am glad we're getting. I like to hear him talk football, and you never really hear him talk football on his Twitter account. It's entertaining stuff. Anyways, but to have him add football to it, even better. It's a good follow.
Nice.
JD, Jim Harbaugh has a Visa commercial out where he's coaching a kids' team. It's a pretty funny commercial.
It is a funny commercial.
But it made me think, who would you want coaching your son? If you could have an NFL coach your son's football team, who would you want?
So I have to have a current NFL coach. I can't go like...
No, you
history,
can't go back.
I can't get Lou Holtz to do it.
No.
Because I want Lou. I want Lou. Who would I get a current NFL coach? You know, you want... Wow, that's tough. I'm torn between three different coaches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm torn between Bill Parcells because you want a winner. And I'm torn between Leslie Frazier because he's quiet and he's not going to yell at my son. And the third one, and this is going to surprise you more than probably anything I've said in the 142 episodes. 142. I can't even say it.
Just say it. Just put it out there.
Pete Carroll.
Really? You, because of the Pete Carroll hater fan club president.
I am a Pete Carroll hater, but everything I've seen with him with kids is absolutely amazing. And, you know, what he does for charities, what he does, you know, definitely for kids in the Seattle area.
He really helps pay them go to college.
Exactly. I want him to pay my boy to go to college. So I'm not narrowing it down. That's where I'm going.
All right.
The new Sound of Music is coming out, Bobby. I don't know if you saw this. And it is starring Carrie Underwood. How do you feel about that?
My question, JD, for you is, are you seriously asking me how I feel about Carrie Underwood in Sound of Music?
Yes.
Why? It's a resounding don't care.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't think it's an abomination of the original? Is it?
Okay, you don't need to make another one. And my kids growing up will only see the original. You don't need to see a new Sound of Music. And Carrie Underwood is a poor choice for that. But I'm not going to give that question any more.
Wow.
Any more.
Wow.
Credit.
All right.
By going on any
but
further
did,
in that.
You did go on to say that, obviously, that no for her. There's no need to remake it.
Yeah, there's no need to remake it.
You know, and she doesn't need to do it.
No.
So you did give an opinion. Continue.
All right. Bo Pelini. I don't know if you've heard the Bo Pelini.
Oh,
yeah.
Bo.
Yeah, you can't call out your fans, even if it's 2 years old and it was off the air.
I haven't seen an F-bomb-laced rant like that since the last Chris Rock stand-up I saw. It was intense.
Well,
and that was from a few years ago, keep in mind.
Yeah, it was from 2011. My question for you is kind of two part here, okay?
All right.
First part is, have you ever had a situation like that when you were a reporter where a coach or a player said something to you that was like that and you wanted to go with it, but you knew you couldn't because you're off the air or it's said to you off the record? That's part one.
Mm-hmm.
Part two of this is, who is more at fault for this? Is it Bo Pelini for saying it, or the Husker Sports Network who'd been talking to him off the air that they got this recorded?
I'm going to go in reverse order. It's Bo Pelini. I don't care where you are. You handle yourself professionally. You do not go off like he did. I don't care where you are. You always have to think there's a microphone, there's a cell phone, there's something around picking up what you're saying. So Bo Pelini is going to be lucky to keep his job. Mm. This is going to cost it for him. I really think it will. Not to mention their poor play recently.
Sure.
But there's no excuse for it. The other part of the question was, I've heard some coaches rant, some players rant a little bit. And it's one of those things, as a reporter, there's a fine line. You want to continue to build the relationship.
Because
You want that professional athlete, that coach, to think of you as a peer. I did have one coach kind of go off, not on me. Actually, I did have one coach go off on me. Dave Wanstedt went off on me when he was coaching the Bears.
Yeah.
And I interviewed him. And, he just wasn't happy. And so, yeah.
He didn't have a great time when he was in Chicago,
though, so
that makes sense.
He did not. But I also had, some smaller time coaches, throw some questionable language, and I made sure I didn't include that or even bleep it out.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't use that. It wasn't necessary. But it does happen, but not to the Bo Pelini stage. That's unbelievable and inexcusable. Bobby, summer's coming to a close. This summer had a lot of interesting music.
Mm-hmm.
The Fox, Wrecking Ball, Blurred Lines. And all of those had videos accompanying them that really boosted the fandom of those, the YouTube views, all that.
Sure.
My question for you, is the music video back?
The music video is not back yet.
Okay.
But it now has a home on YouTube. It's no longer something that's going to be on TV. You're not going to see MTV or VH1 ever return to like a music video format or like a really great TV network that just does music videos. You're not going to see it. It's now YouTube. YouTube is that network.
It is a live music too. I mean, you see concerts and concerts.
Sure.
I mean, it's great.
But you'll see music videos for certain artists, and I think it's a bigger thing for smaller artists or artists that you doubt. Miley Cyrus is somebody that people doubt. If she didn't have a music video, I know, surprising, right? She wouldn't have a Wrecking Ball wouldn't be a hit song unless she had a music video for it. You're going to hear people that have that get recognized purely because they had a fantastic idea for a music video and got their music heard that way by posting it to YouTube.
Robin Thicke with Boobs.
Well, I think that song probably would have been popular without it, but I think it definitely helped by doing that. I know it helped with your, you're like, hey, this song I could get behind.
It is. Front, behind, I'm all over that song.
All right, JD, last question for you. Mangria is now available in Chicago. I know what you're asking right now. What is Mangria? It is Adam Carolla's version of Sangria. Now, it came out last year and it was only available in certain parts of the States. Now it's available here in Chicago. So, as the name implies, it's supposed to be like a manly version of the Sangria. I want to know, for our show, the 20 Minutes and Two Beers In crowd, what drink do you want to make more manly?
Oh, wow.
That last gasp right there should be made more manly, too, first off.
Oh, wow. Let me think. Just a second, Bobby. I just got some thoughts on this. And what I, you know, it's maybe one spritzer. I don't know.
Bartles and James?
Yes. Mike's Hard Lemonade. There's a drink I really enjoy during the summer, and I'm not afraid to admit it. It is coconut rum with pineapple juice.
Okay.
It's a poor man's pina colada, which we've named in our household a Hasselbeck. I think I've mentioned that before because Hasselbeck's a poor man's Peyton Manning. and so it's a poor man's pina colada. So that's one I want to make more manly. So pina colada, I can't go the man colada because it sounds like something.
Yeah, it does not sound appropriate.
No, you need penicillin to kill that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm just going to, you know, the fruit smasher or the, I don't know. I don't have a good name for it.
It doesn't matter if you don't have a good name.
But that's what I'm going
to. All right. So yes. Your drink is?
It's the coconut rum with pineapple juice. I need that as a manly name. I want our listeners to come up with something. Go on Facebook, Twitter. Hit us up at 2beersin, the number 2beersin on Twitter. What would you name that drink?
All right.
I want to know.
I'm looking forward to that. And when we come back, last call, one stop away.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out.
All right, JD, time for last call, one stop away. And mine comes from China. But before I begin, I got to ask you, JD, what is the strangest thing that you've ever eaten out of a vending machine?
Strangest thing I've ever eaten out of a vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big vending machine guy, but I've eaten
a lot of people
egg salad sandwiches, which you should never do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give you something worse than what you've eaten from there. Okay. Out of China, from August to October, hairy crabs are a hot seller. Yeah. Yeah. Now, it sounds like a disease, but it's not. The crabs get their name because they have hair that grows on their claws, all right? Hair-like items that grow on their claws.
Okay.
But anyways, they go. It's a big time to buy them August to October. There's a vending machine stocked with live crabs that's on a street in Hangzhou, in the capital of the Zhejiang province.
Okay.
I'm sure I nailed that pronunciation.
You totally.
Now, it's restocked daily. They sell for about $3.27. You can buy a live crab and eat it. It also comes with crab vinegar and 2 bags of ginger tea, obviously, for your tea time tea at 3.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's only one so far, one vending machine that does this.
Does there need to be more?
Well, it's crab season. It's a big time.
I know, kids going back to college.
But, yeah. Yeah. But it does, for what it is, it's actually cutting-edge vending machine technology, what they have to store these hairy crabs to make sure they live, JD.
You just got
to You want the hairy crabs. Well, you want the hairy crabs to be in their peak state you put them in your mouth. So they stock it every day. You can get this again in China. Get your hairy crabs, your live crabs from a vending machine. Used to be very difficult to get crabs from anywhere else, but a person. You had to get them from a person, JD.
You had to. Oh.
And now there are vending machines that will help you get hairy crabs.
I think we should move on. Mine's in.
Yeah.
Auckland, New Zealand. This is the best prank I've heard in a long time.
Okay.
A group of friends went to this one guy's house, a friend of theirs, while he was gone, right, and messed with the plumbing in his entire house.
How so?
They instead of water coming out of the taps, sure, they could have mud, they could have... No, they hooked up kegs of beer, ice cold kegs of beer.
That sounds glorious.
Whenever the guy turned on the water, beer would come out. Turn on the shower, beer would come out. And they installed 14 cameras around this guy's house to see him go room to room, turning on the water. And it was funny when you see this, and I'll show it to you in a second. We'll take a quick break. But
yeah,
you see the guy like smelling, like what is
seeing
this?
What this is, smelling the liquid coming out.
And then he like tastes it. And he goes, it's cold beer. It's cold
beer.
It's
like
you
hit the jackpot.
Exactly. And all these guys are in the garage with these 14 monitors watching this, and they're trying not to laugh as he and his wife go around the house. Then he puts on overalls to go under the house to see what the heck is going on. And he goes down there and sees all these kegs and just dies laughing.
Wow.
And then he comes out and everybody meets him. And yeah, he's like, hey, want some beer?
Biggest party going on at his house after that.
It was. It was. It was an idea that they came up with. And they're like, hey, we're all legit mates, and we're constantly playing tricks on each prince. These are guys who are from New Zealand. Am I even close?
You're not close not to, okay. No.
But playing pranks on each other. But this was a match made in heaven. It is amazing and pretty special. You had a chance to see it as we were going through this, and pretty impressive, right?
I'm going to loan you the keys to my place when I go the next time I go out of town. And if you do this to me, I will be pleasantly surprised. Although I'm sure if I loan my keys to you, it would not be something as generous as beer put on all my taps.
It would not. It would be something heinous. But yeah.
14 kegs.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Then they just had a big party.
That's going to – a few big parties. 14 kegs, you can open up – basically, you can run a bar out of that house for 2 to 3 nights.
But what if all of a sudden you're like, we have to do laundry?
Yeah, then you're in trouble. Running all the beer out of those lines is going to be brutal.
It's going to take forever.
Yeah.
But fun thing.
Well worth it.
We'll put the link up on our website so you can check it out.
Absolutely.
We'll have it up on the Facebook page as well. So it's been a fun podcast.
Sure.
A little different.
Mm-hmm.
But great to have the extra microphone in here.
See how we sound on the other side when we listen to this.
It'll be good. It'll be good. Yeah. So until next week. My tea bag. I was tea bagging.